Welcome, friends. I'm Connie. The Simply Happy podcast is where practical mindful tools and heartfelt insights help you create the life you want.
Many of us feel like we're always chasing something. The perfect job, the perfect house, the perfect relationship, the perfect body. I am no stranger to this. I have spent years of my life chasing joy and peace. And what I found out when I finally found contentment and peace in my life may surprise you, because it was not in an achievement. It was not in something that I changed in my life. It definitely was not in a purchase. It was when I finally started looking at my very imperfect life with gratitude. Why does enough feel so hard to find in our culture? What happens when you truly embrace the idea that this moment, this life, this imperfect, beautiful reality is already enough? Contentment is not the fulfillment of what you want, but the realization of how much you already have. Our culture has trained us to believe that happiness is just one small step forward, and then we will have it in our grasp, whether it be through countless marketing and advertisements conveying that we are lacking something, and if we just buy their product, then we'll be happy. Or through FOMO, fear of missing out. In social media, it's easy to get caught up in other people's highlight reels of their life and make us feel like our life is somehow lacking. We're taught that our worth equals our productivity, success, and money. And future-focused thinking, I'll be happy when, keeps us from appreciating and being happy with the life we have today, and the perfectionism trap that everything in our life has to be perfect in order for us to be happy. When we are constantly seeking the next thing to make us happy, the consequences are felt far beyond our bank account. By always looking ahead means that we miss out on what's beautiful right now. Focusing on what's missing makes us forget what we actually have. When we continually chase more purchases, we tend to overspend and spend beyond our means. And frankly, it's just exhausting to always be running on this treadmill, trying to get to a particular destination just to be at peace. Embracing the idea of enough doesn't mean stopping your growth or striving for better things or dreams. It just means being really happy and content with what you have today while still being open to the abundance that is also on its way. Contentment with imperfections and acknowledging that not you or your home or relationships or your job has to be perfect in order for you to be happy. Gratitude for the abundance of what is, appreciating all of the imperfect things in your life just as they are. enjoying the journey instead of trying to rush through it to get to a destination. Enjoy the life that you have today. Shifting your mindset from more to enough is a practice like anything else. Just bringing to mind three things that you're grateful for every day will train you to identify these little pockets of joy. Mindful consumption. Just pause before you make a purchase and ask, do I love it? Do I need it? And will it improve my life somehow? Stop measuring your life against other people's highlight reel. When you truly believe that you have enough and are enough, this feeling of abundance will ripple throughout your entire life. It's funny, when we feel like we have enough, we always do. And when we feel a sense of scarcity and lack, there is no amount of anything that will fill the bottomless pit of want. So which comes first? The feeling of the gratitude or the material object? When we are grateful, it increases our generosity, not only with our money, but our time and our energy. We consume less because we want less. The secret to peace is realizing that this moment, in this very imperfect world of ours, is enough. That you are enough. That your relationships are enough. It doesn't mean you stop growing or dreaming or creating. It means you do those things from a place of fullness rather than emptiness, from love rather than lack, from gratitude rather than grasping. Today, just observe the things around you that are already working, already beautiful, and already enough. Let that appreciation fill your heart and see how it changes the way you move through your day. The peace, joy, and happiness that you are seeking is right here within your reach, in this breath, in this moment. You, my friend, are enough. Have a beautiful day, my friend.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can hear more from me on my website, ConnieReet.com, and social media platforms at Connie Reet. Your experience of the show means a lot to me. I invite you to rate it. See you next time.